Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I come into your presence once again today on this new day. This opportunity to dialogue with you, to let your grace come into my heart through your word, to lighten my mind, transform me more and more to become like you. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Thank you for bringing me to the gift of this new day, this new opportunity to let your word transform my heart and my mind. Thank you. Thank you. I believe you're here, Lord. I believe whenever I turn into my heart to dialogue with you, I find you, that you are there. Reminds me of that psalm, if I fly to the heavens, you are there. If I go to the abyss, you are there. Like, where can I run from your love? That's the psalmist, like, even if I tried to avoid you and run, where could I go to avoid it? But Jesus, I'm not running to avoid your love, I'm running to find it. So even with more kind of reason, more truth, I will find it. I believe that. I believe it as I turn my heart to you, I will find you. But you are here today to speak to me, within me, without, all around me in this space, as I turn my heart to you. As I elevate my heart to what's going on right now in heaven, where you're being worshiped, adored by all the angels and saints, my special friends and protector, all those saints that I turn to for intercession throughout the day. Join me now, all the angels, my guardian angel, the choirs of heaven. I'm swept up into a spiritual and eternal reality when I turn my heart to you. And I believe that. I hope in you. I hope that through this time, your promises will become apparent in me, true in me. Not because they're not true, but as I bring my heart into that spiritual reality, I connect with those truths as they are in you. And I hope in that. I hope that their effects will be made present in me. Your fidelity, your goodness, your transformative power. I hope in you. I love you, Lord. I love you with all my heart, my mind, my soul, my strength. So I pray through this time that my love would be increased, my heart would be expanded, my capacity to forget myself and to focus on you and others would grow. Lord, supercharge my charity with your grace through this meditation, through allowing you, through your spirit, to lead me into all truth. Just as you promised, Lord, there's so many things that the apostles, the disciples could not bear, could not understand, and you would send your spirit. Yes, I know that happens through your church, through its teaching authority, but I believe also that happens through my communion with you, through scripture, through life of grace. You're leading me into all truth on a daily basis. Continue to lead me, Lord. I humble myself in your presence. I know I don't deserve this. I can't claim that you owe me this, you owe me anything. But I do come into your presence in confidence and humility. Lord, if you will, you can heal me. Lord, even the dogs receive the scraps that fall from the master's table. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word. Depart from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. All these attitudes of humility from Scripture I invoke, Lord. Not worthy. I'm a sinner. Just here hoping that you'll allow some of your truth to fall to me. Help me grasp it and understand it and live it today. So we're going to meditate on Matthew 10. 16 to 23. Behold, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves, so be cunning as snakes and yet innocent as doves. Be prepared for people to hand you over to Sanhedrins and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as evidence to them and to the Gentiles. But when you are handed over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. What you are to say will be given to you when the time comes, because it's not you who will be speaking, the Spirit of your Father will be speaking in you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will come forward against their parents and have them put to death. You will be universally hated on account of my name, but anyone who stands firm to the end will be saved. If they persecute you in one town, take refuge in the next, and if they persecute you in that, take refuge in another. In truth, I tell you, you will not have gone the round of the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. I let the word of God kind of fall into my heart. Even as I was reading, open to the Holy Spirit speaking to me, if any word inspires or piques my curiosity to go in more deeply, to think about and let God speak to me through my reflection. If not, I read it again, slowly, savoring the words, the concepts. And then when one thing jumps out, speaks, offers a hint of interest, then I follow that. And I let it lead me wherever the Holy Spirit, whether my mind guided by truth and love, lead. What struck me first, Lord, is that combination that you say, you know, sheep among wolves, but sheep that will be cunning as snakes and innocent as doves. Lord, you call me as a sheep, as we know symbolized by its willingness to follow because it's somewhat gullible. Even some would say stupid and kind of blind and just follows the herd, follows the voice of the good shepherd, isn't necessarily aware of all the dangers that could be around it. And for that reason, when distracted from the good shepherd's voice, easily get off track and go into places that are very dangerous because they just don't have that intuition of that would protect them from its predators. But yet, Jesus, you call me to maintain that simplicity and that following of you and that ear for you, that being in the community that follows after you. But you want to give me also that ability to be cunning, to be kind of smart, to have that street smarts and awareness and attentiveness. Or perhaps also that innocence, that purity, that beauty that flies above of the dove that can return always to its home, fly above the dangers. So you call me to be a sheep, but also with through your grace and virtue, the ability to also grow in strength and attentiveness and openness. Lord, let your Spirit come into my life, Lord, to maintain my purity, my simplicity, my innocence, and yet also give me those graces of prudence, of intelligence, of wisdom, of fortitude, of courage, fear of the Lord, of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, endurance, all of those gifts of the Spirit and virtues. Lord, increase that life of grace in my soul that it be expressed in an array of virtues as I follow you in the world and through the world. Lord, I need you. I need your voice. I need your guidance. I need your example. I need your strength. I cannot walk through the valley of the shadow of death without your staff, without your rod that comforts me. Lord, I can't live in that space which is full of dangers with the confidence and peace to enjoy a table that you set before me in the presence of my enemies. Lord, help me to relax trustfully under your guidance, under your mantle, even in the presence of dangers around me as I follow you, moral, spiritual. And that leads me to that second thing that caught my attention, was just the persecution, the suffering that will come from following the Lord. That you promise and you invite me, be prepared. It's going to happen. People close to you are going to betray you. Fathers and brothers and sisters, and you're going to take you in front of others to argue for your being accused and being found guilty, being corrected, being persecuted. It's going to happen. Like, that reality shouldn't surprise me or strike me or make me fearful or make me want to run the other way or look for an escape. Nor should I run towards it foolishly, just looking to provoke and challenge. And Jesus, you want me to follow you as a good sheep, knowing that you might lead me into some of those circumstances. It might happen. As sin has a hold on those around me, even family members, even other people of faith, their weaknesses and their sin, often manipulated by evil spirit, by their own vice, and I'll be the victim of that. But yet you tell me, Jesus, and that's what consoles me in the second part of that, is you tell me, don't worry. Don't worry about what you're going to say, having a defense. You might not even know what's coming at you as an accusation. Don't worry about that. I'll give it to you, because the whole reason you're there, the whole reason I lead you into that and allow it to happen, is because I want your example to speak to them. The way you embrace and suffer and love me through it will speak to them. Perhaps it's the only way I can reach them. Jesus, you're asking me to be available to that, to not run from it, to be a good sheep that follows you. It's also cunning, but innocent, trusting. And you also ask me to stand firm, Jesus, to stand firm and to wait. So Jesus, I close by asking for that grace, asking for you to lead me, and praying that as I consider today how I can take this with a resolution into my day, that you would guide my actions and thought and word decision today to be guided by your spirit and guided by the words of this gospel. Amen.
Please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.